Hello again. Today is Sunday, and we finally got out of Wrightwood today, which was good, even though it's been kind of a crazy day. We left about 8:30 this morning. We called last night at Charlie Angel to get a ride with these other people who were supposed to get a ride also, but then the brothers from New York were coming also, and there's some confusion, and the guy from the hotel actually took the other two people up to the trailhead, and the lady was very nice. We got up there, we got all our stuff and everything, and I realized I left my trekking poles back at the hotel. So she took us back to the hotel, and I got my trekking poles, and then she took us back up to the trailhead, two other people who were going up there. We got there, and it was all foggy, super foggy. Then we started walking through the snow, and it was kind of crazy because off of the trees there was a couple inches of ice that was vertical to the ground. Is that right? Vertical, horizontal. Sorry, horizontal to the ground. So it was just coming straight off of it. Like, it was incredibly windy when it formed. And I was kind of glad it wasn't incredibly windy then, and we weren't walking through it then, because it was a little, it would have been freezing. The path was pretty clear. There wasn't much snow on it. There was only a couple places where there was a tiny bit of snow on the path. There was snow all around. It took like four and a half miles to get to the next place that the trail crosses Highway 2. When we got there, that's where you can go up Baden Powell. And we got there, we were figuring, we had crossed a couple of local people on the way. They both said, don't do that, rock on the road, you're not prepared to go up there. We had heard that there were some people that went up the day before, Saturday, and they didn't come back, so the consensus was they must have made it up and over. And then we found out that they didn't make it up and over, they made it up, couldn't get down the other side, came back down and started walking on the road. So the common consensus was to just walk on the road instead of trying to go up, because you can't get down the other side, because the other side is really steep, you can't find the trail, and it's really dangerous. So we start walking on the road. Now, I don't know whose idea it was to make this road where it is, but whoever it is didn't do a very good job, because the entire one side of the road is just crumbling rock. We almost got hit by some rocks when we first started, and so then we started walking as far away as from that side as possible, and making sure to listen very carefully. If we heard any kind of rock falling, we tried to make sure to know where it was, so, because there's big rocks that bounce always across the road to the other shoulder, and we definitely didn't want to be hit with one of those. So it was kind of crazy, not really that much fun to walk on the road with all these rocks falling. I mean, every 2 seconds, more rocks were falling down on the road. You get to places where the road's like covered with rocks that have fallen down, and there's no cars driving down. This part of the road's closed, so I can't imagine if there were cars coming down it, how unstable that would be with the extra, you know, noise and vibrations and stuff from the cars. I just don't understand what they were thinking. Like, we were all just like, whose idea was this? This road is crazy. Like, it's like they thought, oh, I want a road here. We really shouldn't put it in, but who cares? We're going to do it anyways. And we're not going to consult anybody to see if it's a good idea or find ways that, you know, we could mitigate the rock falling hazard or whatever. I mean, a lot of places do have rock falls sometimes, but it's not every 2 seconds while people are walking and there's no cars on the road. So if there were cars, they wouldn't be getting hit. So it was kind of crazy. We started walking, it was sunny. Then all of a sudden it got a little cloudy, foggy, couldn't really see anything. And then the fog went away again, it was sunny again. It was nice, it was gorgeous. We were walking, all the snow was melting. It wasn't too bad. I thought my feet would really, really, really bother me, because they really don't like walking on the hard surfaces. But I don't know, by the end of the day my feet were doing okay. And I was able to just like power walk like for a long time down the road, which is kind of weird because I didn't think I would be able to do that. I thought I would be hobbling by the end of the day. And it's also good because we had some more road walk to do tomorrow. So, I don't know. But we were walking and it was sunny. And then all of a sudden, we could see the clouds rolling into two valleys across from us where we needed to go on the road. So we were watching that, and I thought, okay, well, we'll get through like the one side of the clouds, and then hopefully we can, you know, take a break on the other side where it's not so cloudy or whatever. So we're walking and walking and walking, and I realize that the clouds converged and it's all just foggy, and we're never going to get to the other side where it's sunny. So we just kind of leaned against the guardrail to take a break. And this part, it was all like snow covering the road that was really slushy, and you could kind of slide down the hill a little bit on the snow with each step. And it was just, I was glad the road was closed because it was so foggy and you couldn't really see anything. And I'm glad we were on the road because at least I knew we were on the right track and we were going the right place. Because if we're up on the trail, who knows? I mean, people could have gone anywhere. And who really knows if that's the right way or not, if that's the PCT. I guess we have our GPS, so we could have been consulting that all the time. But, you know, I was just glad the road was closed, because if not, that would have been not very much fun with all the snow and stuff, and we couldn't see, like, anything. So, eventually we got to where we were, Islip Saddle, it's called, and there were some pit toilets and stuff, and we used those, and we hear some other people coming, and they came, and we were walking more, because we were trying to find some place to sleep, because the ground is still covered with snow, and we could have slept in the parking lot there, or we could try to go to the picnic area that's a couple miles farther. So we all decided to do that, and we're walking down the road, and unfortunately this part wasn't closed, there were cars. So anytime there's a car, you know, everybody yells car, so everybody knows and gets off the road and everything. It wasn't too bad because there wasn't that many cars, although there were more cars than I expected because the road's closed and it's foggy and you can't see anything, so why in the world are you driving up there? At one point there was this caravan of cars. I was just like, what are these people doing? Like, I don't know, you can't. And there kept, like, there was a lot of turnouts and stuff. And I imagine there were probably, you know, great views. You could probably see, it's probably really pretty, but we couldn't see anything. So we could see white is what we could see. So that's probably, I don't know. So maybe they were just from out of town for the holiday weekend and they thought, oh, if, you know, people might say it was a nice drive or something, and they decided to do it. I really can't understand. Later, when we were camping at like 8 o'clock at night, when it's already dark, there are cars that were coming up. And I really don't know what they were doing, because you really can't see anything because it's dark. But anyways, so we continue on. We get to the picnic area. The picnic area is covered in snow, but the parking lot is not. So it was me and Raymond, and then the other group, Jester, SOL, Breezeway, and Huff and Puff. And we all decided that we were just going to camp in the parking lot, because there's nowhere else to camp and we don't want to walk any farther, because who knows what's up ahead. There's also, at this point, we had to continue walking on the road, or we'll have to continue walking on the road, because there's an endangered frog species along the trail, so we have to walk out and around that part on the road. So, that'll be fun times. But we got there, and Huff and Puff decided that he wanted a campfire, and we all thought that was a great idea, because it's freezing cold out. Absolutely freezing, because it's kind of damp and it's foggy and the fog's getting thicker every second, and we all just thought, all right, this is gonna be good, it's gonna be fun times in the fog. And so we did make a campfire. We collect some wood and everything, and then we set up our tent with some rocks on the pavement, and it's just freezing outside. And so Huff and Puff and Jester started making the fire. It wasn't going, it wasn't starting, and it was kind of just like, you know, a little fire, no heat. And it got dark, and I was kind of like, okay, I think I'm just going to go to bed and climb up a sleeping bag, because it'll be a lot warmer than I am sitting out here. And all of a sudden, the fire just really started going, and it was so hot, and it was perfect, and it was in the middle of the parking lot, which is crazy. I probably shouldn't have done that, but there's really nowhere else, and all of our socks and mittens and stuff are all wet, and we want to dry them out, and it's freezing, freezing cold. And so, yeah, so we built a fire, and we hung out by that for a while, and it was pretty fun. And I think those guys were actually doing that, because my socks got dry, my feet got warm, my feet were absolutely freezing, and they got warm. I was able to dry my mittens out, which is nice. And yeah, everything was good. But the one guy off and buff, he tried to dry out his mittens with a stick, because Gesture was doing that. And he has synthetic something or other, and they melted. So that wasn't very good. Although I think he can still wear them, which is good. Until he gets to Agua Dulce, he can still wear his melted mittens. But I don't know, it was a pretty good time. So then climbing the sleeping bag, it is absolutely freezing cold. It's probably a really, really cold night. Sleeping on the pavement doesn't help, I'm sure, as it probably gets a lot colder than the ground does. And yeah, we'll see how it goes. Oh, another thing, we ran into those guys this morning, and we are the robots, and Missing Link and her partner, hiking partner, gave us a name. We told them our website. So then every time the guy, I can't remember what his name is, it starts with a D. I always think Dolomite, but that's not right. And I just have some kind of problem where I can't remember the name. But we were seeing them a lot, and every time he would say, "Oh, the robots, how you doing, robots, blah, 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 blah," whatever. And kind of like, you know, make jokes like, "How are your feet on the snow?" Like, you know, "How are the metal feet on the snow?" and everything. And I don't know, it was fun times. And then apparently word spread to somebody else, and then they spread it to more people, and then people that we had met at the beginning of the trail and haven't seen for a couple days, they were like, "Hey, robots," and I was like, "Dude, how does everybody know this?" Like, so that's what we are. So we saw a Gesture in them, and they said that they have named me Fembot, and they couldn't remember what they had named Raymond, so Raymond is still Raymond at this point, until you get something else. But I don't know, it's kind of exciting for me. I now have a trail name that I could tell people, although I haven't been today. I should really start doing that. But, yeah. I don't know, it's kind of fun. I guess I did tell Bobcat. Bobcat was camping on the side of the road, not too far from the trailhead, because he apparently wasn't feeling well when he came down. He was in the party that tried to go up and over the day before, and he wasn't feeling well when he came down, so he camped on the side of the road, which was kind of, I don't know, he was far enough away, I guess, but the rocks were falling down on the cliff next to him. I think I would have been a little nervous camping there myself, just because I know some of those rocks could jet out, you know, always cross the road like that. But I don't know, hopefully he stayed safe. Hopefully he's okay. I don't think anything else exciting happened today. I think that's about it. It's freezing cold. Oh, when we got to camp and we were all sitting around, apparently Breezeway checked the temperature when it was sunny, and it was like 57, I believe it was 57, it's 50 something, and then he checked it 10 minutes later when we were in the fog, and it was 31 degrees, so that's quite the difference. The fog was incredibly thick, and like no sun was coming through, so it was pretty crazy, and I don't know, can't wait to get out of the fog. Till tomorrow.